Good morning. I'm Karen Calhoun. I'm dually employed with both City Connect Detroit, a regional nonprofit addressing collaboration amongst three sectors, public, private, and nonprofit, and also with MISHAR, the Michigan Institute for Clinical and Health Research at the University of Michigan. In our community engagement program, we are NIH-funded CTSA, Clinical Translational Science Award, encouraging a better organization of integration of research within an academic and community environment, also encouraging translational science and community-engaged research. My colleague Angela Beck is with us today in the audience in the red back there from the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Gerardo Rodriguez is our intern, the best intern ever, second year MPH student. He is not able to join us today, and no disclosures. The maternal and child health community training program. This effort really is all about addressing the training needs of frontline community health workers in the city of Detroit. It's a community academic partnership between the University of Michigan School of Public Health and City Connect Detroit, funded by the Kresge Foundation. Detroit, many of you know, like many urban cities, is has severe issues, community issues amongst our population. Very high unemployment, low levels of education, poor mobility in the community in terms of being able to get outside of the community, exposure, our children. We did a series of focus groups for another project on school health. Our children, the violence levels in communities is really impacting children, impeding upon their ability to for school performance and creating mental health, issues amongst children. We also know that the environment for public health services is severely strained. As our Jim, I believe, who just spoke, shared about the changes in public health workforce, on the community level with community organizations, that significantly impacts how community organizations function because less is provided, through public health, putting more on community organizations. And we also know that because of the change in environment, that all significantly impacts how services are delivered. We're really addressing the core public health services model delivered amongst, in maternal and child health organizations, in particular population-based services, enabling services, infrastructure, and direct health care services. It's important to note that with us, our group decided that maternal and child health is a little broader than the typical, pure definition of infants, newborns, expecting moms, to be more of a public health approach, addressing communities, children, and families. So that broadens the infrastructure and also accessibility of our community organizations. The goals of the study are to develop a community advisory board, including community-based organizations that provide maternal and child health services in Detroit. They really, CAB is really our governing oversight entity, to conduct a needs assessment to identify trainings relevant to our workforce in the city of Detroit, to develop and provide trainings to improve services provided and to evaluate this effort. Again, CAB provides guidance and leadership and direction for everything that occurs. They've been extremely valuable and participatory in supporting this project. The U of M School of Public Health provides staff support, overall guidance as well, and serves as our project fiduciary. We also have a valuable resource, the Office of Public Health Practice and our Michigan Public Health Training Center, which is one of eight or so centers of excellence in public health workforce studies. The training center is, anyway, one of eight or so HRSA-funded training centers. Our Center of Excellence in Public Health Workforce Studies is also part of this team. And then City Connect Detroit is the facilitator, convener, provides staff support. For me, I'm a co-investigator for this project. Data collection and use. We established very early on some principles in terms of how the data would be collected and used. We collaborated to collect the data for the recruitment process for both the focus groups and the needs assessment. City Connect analyzed the focus groups process. U of M School of Public Health analyzed the needs assessment. So we both supported each other. And CAB also played a key role in analyzing both of those activities. Preliminary results presented to CAB. They were again analyzed further with some very key findings and perspectives brought out by our community volunteers. And then the community and the university both co-owned the data. When appropriate, CBOs will be included in publication efforts. The purpose of the focus groups was to identify training priorities and characteristics of our workforce, also to design the needs assessment, to provide a voice from the community to influence how the needs assessment should occur, and then also of course, be able to use that information to enhance the quality of practice, in Detroit. We had four focus groups, two with CBO staff and two with clients from maternal and child health organizations, and that included one Spanish-speaking session completely in both speaking and, materials. Themes from the focus group were pretty consistent also in many ways with those from the clients. Quality of services, views on collaboration among CBOs, obstacles to providing services. We heard a lot about communication from both, poor communication, and the changes in the workloads and how all of that affects, the delivery of services among staff. From clients, again, quality of services, relationships between community members and CBOs, the integration effect of how individuals move between organizations or across organizations is very cumbersome, duplicative, and in many ways not respectful to clients who seek services and use services. So we heard that a lot. The purpose of the needs assessment, to provide demographic information on our respondents, to measure interest on the training topics, willingness to participate in trainings, and to determine motivations and barriers to participation. Also to assess the competency and capacity of our public health workforce. In terms of the demographic results of our participants, interestingly, we had a very high college-educated level, between those who completed the survey. 87% were female, 66% African-American, 25% between the ages of 45 and 55. The results in terms of trainings of most interest are listed: communication, empowerment, team building, stress management, health issues, for example, social determinants of health, health disparities, some topical issues or topical areas to consider were could be interpreted from some of the results as well. We only had one meeting with our community advisory board since the results have been analyzed. So they're just getting into really studying what the findings mean to us. So, for example, there's another slide or information that's not on a slide in terms of self-assessed skill level for core public health competencies. We have our scale was aware, knowledgeable, and advanced. So, those who the topics that are included in knowledgeable and the topics that are included in aware, where respondents responded. We could look at the flip side of those where people are not aware of. And so some of those topics were most aware of. And so some of those could be, for example, applied basic human relations skills in the management of organizations, motivation of personnel, and resolution of conflicts. Only 37% reported being aware of that. Only 29% reported that listening to others in an unbiased manner, respect points of views of others, and appreciate diverse opinions. So again, our focus group findings, we heard the need for stronger communication, and respect and dignity, between both how individuals and employees are treated in their environment, and also we heard that in terms of our clients. So we're just, I just wanted to kind of tease out a little information to share. Limitations of this effort, relevancy of topics discussed and scheduling with the focus groups. It was definitely pretty cumbersome. It took us a lot longer to organize the focus groups than we planned. Having one session in Spanish was somewhat challenging for us, and we ended up getting like 25 people who attended, so we split that session into two right then and there. We fortunately had two Spanish-speaking facilitators and recorders, so that worked out nicely for us. But keeping clients and individuals, they really got excited about the discussion. So keeping them on task and, with the questions and not veering off to far extreme was somewhat of a challenge. With the needs assessment data collection, we collected 202 surveys. We thought we'd be able to do that online, but we ended up really having collecting more probably or in paper, in fact. We got very creative on recruitment strategies. We had some half-day workshops, so we collected surveys from participants there at different community events. Some of our public health department employees would take surveys to community meetings to get participation from staff. So that whole data collection process was it took some quite a bit of energy to actually get those surveys. Conclusions are that this effort enables maternal and child health community leaders in Detroit to assess frontline workers and others delivering community-based maternal and child health services, establish a network for training and sustainable services to address persistent issues. That network for training is pretty important. This is probably one of few coalition type activities focused on maternal and child health in particular. So from that realm, we've been able to start a new conversation amongst key community leaders. Thank you.